You know, it's
you
gotta
pricey.
Drop, you know, kick down
Maybe
some money.
Maybe get him to pay for it.
I don't know, but you know,
I need to learn.
Just be straight up. Just be like,
maybe
I need
there
some
are
help.
Other ways she can keep things fresh, keep things going while he's on the road, and maybe what
a suggestion.
Else can I do? I mean, we talk a lot on the phone, but there's only so far that can go.
I think we should have some band guys call in.
I know.
And suggest, you know,
give us a call at 1-877-900-1031. Help Rigel out. How can she keep things going while her man is on the road?
I know. And I know there's hundreds of band girlfriends out there. Come on. You guys need some help.
Well, let's take another call. We got Jenny on line 6.
Hello.
Hey, Jenny. From L.A.
Hi.
Suicide Girls Radio. How are you?
On Indie 103.1.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You got a suggestion?
So I think I'm on to something good here.
Awesome.
Okay, so it's kind of a combination of people.
Even
so,
better.
You want them to be thinking about you not only when you're on the phone with them, but when you're not on the phone with them.
Right.
You know? So you could do things like give them like a homework assignment. You don't necessarily have to call it that. It's not really that hot. But
yeah, to some it might be.
About what to do
Unless
when
you
you're
do the hot teacher.
About what to do. Yeah, exactly. About what to do when you're not around. You know, like, okay, next time you're singing that lyric and that song, I want you to be thinking about what you're going to be doing to me and then tell them what to do.
Oh.
And so
that's
then
the next
cool. time you call.
What if he gets an erection
then
on stage?
He gives you an
He does wear tight pants.
I'm sorry, keep going.
And then the next time you guys are talking, then he updates you on what happened.
Then you have something to talk about already.
You're just giving him something to do when you're not there, right? And then it, like, triggers the visualizations and stuff when you're not around.
Oh, I like that. That's
cool.
And
then you guys talk about it later.
Hmm. Okay, cool.
That's a good
suggestion. You can write him a really hot letter.
Yeah, but then how would she have it delivered?
To where? By a pigeon?
Yeah, I bet.
I'm sure you know where he's
going
to be.
Email.
Really hot email?
Oh, yeah. That's kind of creative way.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
thanks
well,
very
thank
much
you.
For the thoughts.
Yeah, thank you. That's definitely something new.
Again, if you have a suggestion for Rigel, give us a call at 877-900-1031. Help us out a little bit. Do we want to take line number 1? I think it's a little off subject. They want to know why we did Suicide Girls. Let's go to line 1. Is it Georgie?
Google.
Your name's Google?
Google.
If everyone on the radio show is using fake names, why can't I?
All right.
You're
Touché.
On Girls Radio on Indie 103.1.
I apologize if, you know, it says Rigel on your birth certificate, but I'm a skeptic.
All right.
Before I get to my question, just the quick comment I'd make on the last topic is I found it flawlessly easy to go from transition from cyber sex to phone sex, so maybe if you give that a shot or try just writing it out, you might be able to go from the written word to the spoken word easily, but that's just one thing you might explore.
Okay.
Question I have for you ladies is, you know, why do you do Suicide Girls? Hopefully the pay is good, but also I fear there might be other reasons, like you like how looking and feeling sexy or the art. I don't know. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. That's a good question. Why'd you do it, Lizzie?
Well, we talked